Eddie Edwards, thank you for being here.
Good afternoon, Jack. Thanks for having me.
Well, you've done a lot for Veterans Count. Why?
Well, being a veteran and understanding the very important work and sacrifice that veterans have given to our state, our families, our community, it's our way of giving back. And that's the least I can do, is to show up and be there for my fellow veterans, and but also give back to those and inspire those who may want to serve. You know, you and I have talked about this often, Jack, that we have a very small population who actually serve in the military. It's less than 1%. This is a great nation, 330 million people, and we have less than 1% of our population serving. So the more that we can do to inspire people to carry on that proud tradition of service in our armed forces, I think it's a small price to pay.
Eddie Edwards, just before the governor calls in, just tell us why you served, why you joined, I believe, the Navy. Why? What's your story of service?
Well, I'll share this with you as a little bit of a humorous story. You've heard this before, but I'm happy to share it again. But my buddy and I in high school, we went to enlist in the Marines, actually. And some of the folks I tease about being Marines, they'll appreciate this. But initially, I was going to enlist in the Marines. I coming out of the Marine recruiter station, I was approached by a Navy recruiter. And he said to me, listen, if you sign up or you enlist in the Marines first, you can never become a sailor. But you can always try the Navy. And if you don't like the Navy, you can go back in the Marines at any time. And, of course, you know, being 18, I actually believed that at the time. So I decided to go into the Navy. Now, I hadn't given swimming any consideration at all. And when I got to boot camp, a friend of ours, Rick Geiser, taught me how to swim the Navy way. And let me just say, it's not like here's your paddle, lay out with some floaties. This is really intense training. So I learned how to swim the Navy way very quickly. But I appreciated my time in the United States Navy and in the service. And I met some wonderful leaders, some men and women who sacrificed greatly for our country. And it was one of the most proudest moments of my life to be in the United States Navy.
It, remind me again, how many years did you serve? I don't think I caught that in there.
Oh, a total of eight.
Eight. So,
yeah, excellent. A total of eight. Yeah. When you enlist, you do the commitment for eight.
And then I know a little bit about your life after. I mean, you've stayed in public service, if you will, after the service.
When I left the military, I decided to enter public safety, law enforcement, and I've been doing that ever since. And it's been a wonderful career to carry on that sacrifice of service.
Yeah.
You know, I think we're very blessed to have so many people willing to sacrifice that way. Yeah. Because it's a lot. Your family serves with you. And we often overlook that type of sacrifice. And that's what it is. It's a commitment to making sure that you're giving back in a very special, unique way. And that's why I think our veterans are very special people.
Yeah. And of course, most that you talk to don't see it that way, right? They don't consider it a sacrifice per se. Like, you know, you join and this is the thing you love to do.
Right. If you're a service person in the military, you're not thinking about the sacrifices. You're thinking about the pride of service to your country.
Right.
It's not a sacrifice to you.
No.
It's pride. It's pride knowing that you're representing the United States of America. It's pride knowing you're representing your state, your family, your community. I have to tell you, wearing that Navy uniform I felt very proud to wear that, and my family's proud of my service, and so it's an unbelievable experience, and one that I wish more would participate.
And Eddie, would you urge people to donate now? Would you urge people to call 844-650-8387 to make a donation?
Absolutely. I think. If you're out there and you're listening right now, and if you're listening, call others. Ask them to donate. Ask them to give back. This is our opportunity for all of us to serve together and support those who've given so much. You know, as we approach Memorial Day, we're reminded of just what sacrifice we're talking about. And so if you're listening and you're out there, call others. Yeah. Call in and make that donation.
Challenge your buddy. Exactly. Right, right. I'll give the number, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. You know, you bring up two things I think about, a lot about the camaraderie, you know, and we've talked about it's not the sacrifice, it's, you're doing it because what you love to do, and it's challenging, and it's pride in that good way. It's like honorable to serve your country. And I know I've had these discussions with my husband a lot, and, you know, folks stay in and they do what they do often, too, for the soldier that's right next to them, the airman that's right next to them, the sailor that's right next to them. Right. You know, that's what keeps you there and keeps you going.
Right.
So what we need is folks in our community to give to the soldier that's right next to them in their neighborhood, to the sailor that's right next to them in their neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know, this is your chance to help out a buddy and to support a buddy. So we'll do the number one more time, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387.
And the governor this morning proclaimed this day officially Make 12 Hours Count Day in New Hampshire, May 18th, 2022. And he talked about it's more than just a piece of paper. It's framed. It's here. Ginger, you have it, I think, in there, don't you?
Well, it did go back downstairs to a place of honor, but we did have it up here for a little
while. It's important because we're all distracted. We're all busy. And a lot of people, they know the stress of trying to just juggle each day. And here we are on a Wednesday, a beautiful afternoon out there, absolutely beautiful. A lot of news happening. I understand the markets are down, and we have the special primaries happening, and a lot of political divisiveness, and a lot of contentiousness, and the war in Ukraine, and a shortage of baby formula. But the point is, all these things are serious, and we'll revisit those tomorrow. Some local breaking stories. They may have a break in the case of the Concord double homicide. There was the indictment of a truck driver from Maine in the accident, the fatal accident of a fallen state police staff sergeant a few months back in Greenland on I-95, Staff Sergeant Jesse Sherrill. So there's all these stories, but today we're taking a break. We're taking a break for Make 12 Hours Count for Veterans Count, and you're making a big difference. Give now, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. And we're joined by the chief executive, the head of our, the commander-in-chief, if you will, the governor of the state of our National Guard and military. And he does a lot for veterans, and he's doing a lot for veterans. And he's one of the biggest cheerleaders of veterans and leaders for veterans. We've done things in New Hampshire that really no other states are doing. And today's a good example, what the governor's helping to lead to happen in Franklin because of Veterans Count and Easter Seals and Swim of the Mission. And Governor Sununu joins us live now in our Make 12 Hour Count Radiothon to check in. And Governor, some people you know in the studio, Eddie Edwards, your Deputy Commissioner of Safety, a veteran involved in Veterans Count. Governor, thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you. Afternoon, Eddie. How are you?
Good afternoon, sir. How are you? I'm doing great.
Why aren't you at work? Why aren't you at work? Come on. What are you doing?
He is at work.
Hey, Jack, I have a recommendation. You should arm wrestle Eddie and see how that goes for you.
You know, can catch it live, too.
His Invicta watch, though, that he wears is too big. Hey, Governor, we have someone who wants to say hi to you as well. Our presenting sponsor, Paul Fort, Service Credit Union, really underwriting the whole day, is one of our presenters. Just want to say hi to you and thank you for what you do, Governor. And I know you appreciate companies like FedPoint, formerly long-term care service, he'll tell us, but FedPoint now. Paul Fort joining us briefly to say hi to the governor and talk about veterans.
Well, hey, Paul, how are you? Jack, and good afternoon, Governor. Thank you so much for that wonderful proclamation. It is just fantastic to have the state of New Hampshire, all of it, behind this effort. We are really, really pleased, and of course, we know that you've long been a big supporter of Veterans Count and all these efforts to help veterans in the state. I just wanted to thank you personally.
Thank you guys. No, you guys, I mean, look, one thing I always say is, you know, the state has a role, government has a role, but if in this case, it's got to be a partnership, right, with the nonprofits, whether it's Easter Seals and Veterans Count and the other smaller organizations that kind of lean into Veterans Count for a lot of that support. Or a government that, you know, again, it's not just a big system solution. And then, of course, the private partners that that put up some money that actually, you know, donate into these things that have employees that are veterans or former or former military service members and sometimes active military service members.
And Governor, I think, as you know, there's much to be derived for employers themselves, because veterans make excellent employees. We hire them, and we find that they are excellent performers, diversified, experienced, mature, disciplined, and we've just had some fantastic. We have 30 of them working for us now. And I like to urge other employers to make sure that they are tuned in to the opportunities to hire when they can.
Oh, no doubt. And again, New Hampshire wants to be that kind of gold standard. You know, we talk about, look, when you get off the plane at Manchester Airport, one of the first things you should see is, you know, this New Hampshire is a home for veterans and a place where they want to be, where we want them for our workforce needs. We want them to know that they're going to have a community that supports them in whatever those needs are, not just getting a job, but when times are tight, when times are tough, whatever
that's
it
right.
is, all the different types of services that can and are sometimes required for a lifetime of, you know, you never know what it is, you know.
Yeah,
and as
transition, can be tough. It can be tough.
Oh, yeah. Very tough. And as Jack mentioned, you know, we're doing this, you know, we contemplate a couple hundred thousand or a couple million dollars for the center of kind of excellence, kind of, you know, this home, if you will, for all these different types of services. And I said, a couple million bucks, let's go bigger, right? So we're putting over $20 million into this new campus at Franklin.
It's amazing.
Sector, folks like Veterans Count and the other veteran service organizations. The federal VA wants to be part of it now as well. And it's all about making sure the left and the right hand know what's going on, right? And so they're working in a synergy as opposed to silos. And we've always had these siloed veteran services where, you know, they're not necessarily working together. They all mean well, but they're not really working together. And sometimes government bureaucracy gets in the way. But the opportunity to break all that down and create a whole new model, there's really no place like it, definitely on the East Coast, if not even in the country. So we just want to be that home, but it does take a lot of work, and it's not a government solution per se. It's really bringing everybody to the table to make sure it happens.
Well, and
but
this...
I think a lot of veterans are finding out about it, Governor, because we talk to a lot, and they're interested in moving to New Hampshire. And many of them have lived all over the world.
Right.
Say, well, you know, I'm interested in coming to New Hampshire.
And
so,
you know, and you know, thanks in large part to people like Paul Fort at FedPoint, presenting sponsor Governor Sununu. I think you both would agree, political divisiveness gets very fatiguing. You know, the both sides, it just seems to be so exhausting. And one thing that this governor has done, and I can tell you this firsthand, I've worked with many other governors in this effort, make 12 hours count. He's about as energetic and as genuine as they come. And he cares about our veterans. He's out of the box. He's one of the only governors that when they were diverting some of the federal relief money in the last few years, he said, what about veterans? And he earmarked this. He's helped a lot of the groups. So I wanted to thank you, Governor. It's my 8th annual Make 12 Hours Count. This year, we're going to go over a total of the $1 million mark raised in the 8 years. Today, we're doing really well. And
that's great.
Thank you, Governor, for supporting it. And Paul, one of our...
And thank you, Jack. And thank you, Jack, for everything you do. And once again, Governor, thank you so much.
Well,
it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Before we lose you, Paul, Joe Emmons in the call center said you should ask Paul Fort if they're going to do another donation. I said, Joe, he's the presenting sponsor. And he goes, Jack, don't be shameless and ask him for another five.
How about this? How about $2,500?
That's great.
About $2,500.
Thank you, Paul. That's from Joe Emmons at Veterans Count.
All righty. All the best.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Tremendous.
Governor, again, I know you're busy. Again, what do you say to people if they want to make a difference? I know the price of gas is expensive. You know it, Governor. You talk about inflation, but our economy here is better than most other states and regions. To dig in and maybe do that $50, you're really good at this donation stuff. So what do you think about telling people or asking people to make that call?
Yeah, look, we've got an incredibly strong economy. If you're listening to this, you're like, you know what, I could give $50. I bet you could give 100. I bet you could give 200. I bet you could give more, because as tough as it is for a lot of us to put, you know, gas in the gas tank and dealing with inflation, it's even tougher when you talk about whether it's a homeless veteran or, you know, veterans just trying to make ends meet, or, you know, a vet that's just trying, or a family of a veteran that's just trying to put gas in the tank to get to work every day. Most of us can manage it in one way or another. It's tight, but we manage. A lot of folks can't. And for the veterans and their families who have made all that sacrifice, the veterans themselves who put their lives on the line, the families who accepted that sacrifice, so they're willing to do it knowing their loved one might not even come home, right, just to defend the country and our freedoms. It's really at the heart of what the Live Free or Die State is all about. They stood up and defended that. Well, now we have that obligation, that responsibility to make sure that we are going to be there for their lifetime of need.
Well, thank you, Governor.
Jack, veterans aren't very – they don't ask for help very often, right? I mean, they really don't. They are not good at – that's if there's anything a veteran isn't good at, it's asking for help. So we have to go above and beyond to make sure that that system is there, the system of care, the opportunity is there without making it difficult for them. And that's what Veterans Count does really, really well. They find them. They find where the need is, and they just go and attack it. And that's why an organization like this that is so efficient with the dollars, being able to give to it is so important. So, again, if you're willing to give $20, give 50. If you're willing to give 50, go for 100. I guarantee you, you will not wake up tomorrow and be like, oh, I can't believe I gave too much. You're not going to say that. That is not going to be the issue. If anything, you're going to wish you gave twice.
Governor, thank you for supporting our Make 12 Hours Count on what you do. And, one of your friends out there, must be, says you occasionally have a sweet tooth and you're a good baker. And here in our building, if you need a pick-me-up or a little energy, the volunteers at the call center, we have some great patriotic cakes, red, white, and blue cakes, and some food. If you need to swing by for a pick-me-up, you're welcome in our call center. Thank you, Governor.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm trying to, you know, I'm still working. A lot of people lost their COVID-20. I still got to lose mine, so I'm working on it. But I might dip over for a bite later on. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, Governor. Eddie Edwards, yes. The number, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. Eddie Edwards, I can't believe you did that. Ginger, you made me ask Paul Fort. He's already doing a presenting sponsor for the whole day.
Strange things are starting to happen in here. It happens in the afternoon.
You twisted my arm, Eddie, making me ask Paul for another contribution of $2,500. Unbelievable.
I think he won the arm wrestling.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That was my left arm, too.
Well, it makes a big difference. Yeah. And Ginger Munson, maybe you could take a few moments and remind people. I'm going to go say hi to the call center so they got that donation. Just a little bit about the services, Eddie and Ginger. Maybe you could take that away.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit to the actual monies. You know, it's a security deposit to get somebody into apartment for that first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's average cost of a car repair, as any of you might know, it's like $750. And transportation is a big concern for our veterans, to get them to appointments, to get them to their jobs. Furniture or bed for an apartment to sleep on. It's great to have an apartment, but then it's also nice to have something to sleep on. And we don't want our veterans sleeping on the floor.
Right.
So these are all
food, blankets. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. When you think about where these contributions are going, they're really making a difference. And I think, you know, as the governor pointed out, veterans don't like asking for help.
Yeah.
These are protectors and givers, and if donating to Veterans Count allows that process to take place without having them ask. We know they need help, and making sure they're not homeless, making sure that they're fed, they have clothing, warm clothing. Those are important things, and those are the things that we should step up to the plate and do every day.
You know, we have one recent client, elderly veteran on a fixed income, and they were struggling with their rising fuel bill. You know, very concerned for he and his wife. It took him a while to kind of get that courage to call, if you will.
Right.
And he finally did, and we were able to help him. So it is that real life, like heat for your house in the winter, that's critical. We had another veteran that had a well issue. He's a veteran. He can survive without running water for a fair amount of time, you know, but he's got a wife and kids, and these were hard things, but they stepped up and they asked, and they're unique things, right? These are out-of-the-box things. You can't go to the VA and get your well fixed. The VA can provide a lot, but it can't always fix your well. It can't help with your fuel. And so we're honored to be able to do that. And we need the help of everybody listening right now to call, to go online if you're driving and can't get to a phone. But go online when you get there, vetscount.org, or pick up the phone, 844-650-8387, 844-650-8387. You know, as our fearless leader, Hurricane Renee, would say, you know, pennies make dollars, and dollars make even bigger dollars.
Right.
And
it counts.
We need them.
It all counts.
Yep.
It all counts. And again, you're giving to a cause.
Yeah.
You're giving to a purpose. you're given to a goal. You're given to folks who are very special. They're very special in our lives because they make everything we do possible.
Yeah.
Our families sleep well at night because they're there. Our businesses are able to run because they're there. We live in the greatest country in the world,
yeah.
And we live in the greatest state here in New Hampshire, in our country. And this is what we can do to show that we're serving with those men and women who are making such a great sacrifice.
Yeah. And, you know, they help in that greater freedom. And as we've mentioned earlier, even during COVID, our local military supported a lot and did a lot for us in the state. They did COVID screening and COVID testing. They supported hospitals when they lost staff. They delivered food. You know, there was no end to where they just stepped in. You know, the governor himself would say, yeah, I mean, I called them up. I called up the National Guard and said, this is what I need. And boom, you know, they were there. And they still had families at home. I mean, they were, you know, no different than the rest of us.
It's a job that you can't say no to.
Right.
Once a call comes in, you're going.
Yeah.
You're going and you gladly go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whether it's windy, rain, snow, cold, hot, you're going. And you're showing up. And this is our time to show up.
Yeah.
It's our time to show up.
Right. We need to show up for them now.
Right. Exactly. And so, again, I often, I love talking to fellow veterans about service. You know, and there's a lot of camaraderie there. I think you mentioned
Absolutely.
That earlier.
Yeah.
You know, the camaraderie and the brotherhood, the sisterhood of service.
Yeah.
It's a very special group of people. And I can't say that enough. It's just, you know, whether you served 2 years. Well, I think everybody has to do a minimum of 8 years now, I think, of service, right?
Close
but you can
that,
break
yeah.
yeah, you can break it up. I think like I did three and two or four and four or two and six. But those are special people who have decided to step up and do something on a voluntary basis.
Yeah.
They have volunteered to protect our great nation. And I think today by giving back, you show your appreciation. You're showing your appreciation for that work that goes into getting through boot camp, that work to coming home and being a veteran and looking for opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, as the governor pointed out, we're doing all we can to make New Hampshire a place for veterans to find employment. They're going to add to our labor force. Those things are very important.
Well, we're going to thank you, Eddie, and you're going to, I think, stick around a little bit. I know you're going to get back to headquarters, but Eddie Edwards helping us. Big leader and supporter in Veterans Count.